I want to speak to you tonight on pride brings us to jealousy and envy. Pride is built in to the human being, and it's something that we all have to deal with. In the book of 1 John, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." In other words, it's not of the Spirit, it's of the flesh. And the flesh is permeated with envy or with pride, and it comes from the ego that every human being has. 1 Timothy 3:6 says, when we talk about pride and having pride, the qualifications for ordaining a pastor or a preacher, it says not to ordain a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. When we get lifted up with pride, we're susceptible to that very same thing as falling into the control of the devil. That's what it's really talking about, because the devil wants to control us, to try to destroy us. He has no love for mankind. He hates God, and he hates man because he's made an image and likeness of God, and because God loves man above all of his creation. So pride, God hates pride. Proverbs 8 and verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. God hates pride. That froward mouth is that mouth that is lifted up in pride and sees himself better than all others, and by that mouth tries to tear them down, find fault with them, or try to control their lives and influence them in their way rather than being influenced by the way of the Lord. He hates pride. And pride make the soul weep. Look at Jeremiah, the 13th chapter, verses 16 and 17. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eye shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Pride makes the soul weep. It makes others weep in their soul for those that are caught up and lifted up in pride. You know, our life and the conduct that we have not only affects us, it affects everybody around us, everybody that cares for us, and most of all, it affects Jesus. Sodom and Gomorrah suffered from pride. Look at Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. And verse number 49, Ezekiel 16 and 49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Kind of sound like today, doesn't it? Sounds like today. Listen, they suffered from pride. Look what pride brings you to. And you talk about perversion. That's perversion. Sodom and Gomorrah was fully given over to it, to a point to where that's all they ever thought about or were concerned with. You could tell that by the reaction that they had to Lot offering them his two daughters. You can see the condition they were in and how that they were given over. Satan had control of them and brought them to a point to where that that all that was on their heart or their mind was perversion. Now, the results of pride. Pride will bring you to shame. Look at Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. See what it brings you to? Look at the shame. Pride brought Sodom and Gomorrah to where they were. And what a shame. What a shame. And listen, today, nobody's ashamed of that. Everybody, as a matter of fact, pride, no pride in it. It's an abomination to God. And that's all you can make out of it. And you cut it any way you want to slice it. Brother, it's reality. It just shows you where pride can take you. Do you hate them for it? I feel sorry for them. Because they're so controlled by it, they think and care about nothing else. And what a miserable condition that's in. Pride can take a hold of you and bring you to shame. It also can bring you to destruction. Proverbs 26 and verse number 12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than him. More hope of a fool than him. Again, Proverbs 11, 2. When pride cometh, it brings shame. But with the lowly, or the humble, which is opposite to pride, is wisdom. Then in the 16th or the 26th chapter, and verse number 12 of Proverbs. Proverbs 26 and verse 12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Brother, when you get to thinking better than of yourself than you ought to, watch out. It'll bring you to shame. It'll bring you to places you wouldn't even dream of going to or think you could ever you ever would. Pride can ruin you, and you ruin those that are around you. When you start thinking you're better than someone else and above someone else, you better look out. The day's coming. Pride brings contention. Look at Proverbs, or let's look at Proverbs 16:18. Says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And then Proverbs 13 and verse number 10, it brings contention. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. You know, pride. The Lord's people suffer from pride. Absolutely. Positively. Churches are split up and broken. Families are busted up and at odds with one another because of pride. Pride brings a man low. Look at Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. So, the pride are going to get it. The humble in spirit are going to enjoy it. Pride deceives. Jeremiah 49, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 49 and verse number 16. Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill, though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. He hates pride, and brother, when you get lifted up in pride, God will bring you down. He says so, and this is not the only scripture. Throughout the Bible, time and time again, considering pride, he hates pride. And there's no give in that. And if one gets lifted up in pride, sooner or later, he's coming down. Matthew 18, verse number 4. We need to remedy pride, and this is the way. We're going to look at some ways that you can do it. Matthew 18, verse 4. Now whosoever therefore shall humble himself, Lord, humble me, help me to be humble. No, he says, you humble yourself. If you don't, you're going to be lifted up in pride sooner or later. So whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. If God's people will just humble themselves as a little child, trusting, exercising faith, living by faith, when you bring yourself down, God will raise you up. He'll exalt you. No question about it. So if you humble yourself, you can be great in the kingdom of God. If you'll humble yourself, certainly he will exalt you. Matthew 23, verse 12. Matthew 23, verse 12 says, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, he that God humbles, he won't be exalted. If God has to humble, he's looking to us to deal with this, ourselves and our life. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another. Don't be lifted up or exalted above, but be subjected. Bring yourself down. And listen, you may not feel like you're lifted up in pride because you conduct yourself in a humble manner and yet think more highly of yourself than what you ought to. You're still lifted up in pride. Be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. How to get God to bless your life? Here it is. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in his time. Proverbs 14. Beginning with verse number 14. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Sounds like pride. And a good man shall be satisfied from himself. We all want to think we're good men, but are you satisfied from yourself? Do you have to feed that ego? You have to lift yourself up? You have to have the preeminence? Now, you don't want anyone else to know, see that or know that, and you keep it hid. But if it's in your heart and in your mind, you're in trouble. That's how simple that it is. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. The fool rages and is lifted up in pride. Listen, we are living in a world that's totally full of those who are lifted up in pride. After all, look at what mankind has done. Look at the life that we have to live. Brother, we live in paradise. We live in paradise. And we're so proud. Listen, we need to remember that it's the grace of God that we were born here. We could have been born over there where they're bombing people and blowing them up all the time and doing things like that. We need to be thankful and realize we have nothing to brag about and nothing to boast about. And if there's one here tonight that don't know the Lord as their Savior, you're a proud person. You have an ego like everyone else. But don't let that pride or that ego keep you from humbling yourself before God. And you must set aside that old pride, and you must humble yourself, and you must repent of your sins, and you must trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. You must believe with all of your heart. And listen, Jesus was the greatest example of a man who had no pride or put aside his pride. He humbled himself, become obedient to the death on the cross. He humbled himself. You know what that meant? He brought himself lower than mankind. He did it for you. He did it for me. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, yes, he still did it for you, and he loves you. And he'll save you if you're willing to let him. Those of us that are saved, we need to realize and understand he did it for us. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. We had to, as a matter of fact, we had to put aside our pride, and we had to humble ourselves, and we had to confess that we're rotten, rank, no-account sinners, and we deserve hell. And then we need to have had to ask him to save us and entrust him to do it. Don't let pride keep you from the Lord. Don't let pride, church members, keep you from the blessings that the Lord has for you. Let's stand. If you're here tonight, come to Jesus. Repent of your sins. By faith, trust him as Savior. Repent of your sins and be willing to confess and to take responsibility for your sins. Confess them to him. And he says he's faithful and just, forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. What shall we sing?
120.
Let's bow our heads and join with those in the